Just a thought. Revelation chapter 20, verses 4, 5, and 6. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And the souls of them who were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and who had not worshipped the wild beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. The first resurrection. The Word of God tells us of two resurrections. In Acts chapter 24 and verse 15, the Apostle Paul says, "There shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and of the unjust." In John chapter 5, the Lord Jesus himself said, "The hour is coming, and all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, the voice of the Son of God, and shall come forth. They who have done good unto the resurrection of life, they who have done evil unto the resurrection of judgment." So there is the resurrection of the just, that is the resurrection unto life. And there is the resurrection of the unjust, that is the resurrection unto judgment. So there are two resurrections to be performed at two different times. Our focus this morning is the first resurrection. This is the first resurrection. And blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. The first resurrection is in two phases. Let's understand that the Lord Jesus Christ himself, he is the first fruits. We have that in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20 and verse 23. "Now is Christ risen from among the dead, become the first fruits of them that slept." Christ the first fruits. Afterwards, those who are Christ at his coming. So that's the first phase of the first resurrection, the coming of the Lord Jesus, commonly called the rapture, when the dead in Christ shall rise first. "We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible." That's the first phase of the first resurrection below, at the rapture, at the coming, at the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. But then there's a second phase, at his appearing. Those who would have lost their lives during the tribulation and the great tribulation, they too are going to be raised. They too are going to experience resurrection, as we have here in Revelation chapter 20. They lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. When our blessed Lord comes out from heaven, and the armies of heaven following him, when he shall come out to judge and to make war, when he shall have put down all his enemies, the wild beast, the false prophet, cast into the lake of fire alive, and those others consumed with the sword that proceeds from his mouth. Those souls who were beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God, they're going to be raised from among the dead, and they're going to live and reign with Christ 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection. Friend, will you be a part of the first resurrection? If you should die, in which resurrection will you come forth? We trust that it will be the resurrection of the just, the resurrection unto life, the first resurrection.